Tonight on the Worldview Report, the U.S. power grid will suffer potentially devastating regional blackouts if the forecasts of a harsh winter materialize. And that dire prediction is now coming from, of all places, the mainstream media. 70 House Republicans joined 203 Democrats in a vote to support a huge expansion of the corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation. A new Army recruitment video has raised speculation that the United States is about to go to war as fears mount that the world is about to plunge into World War III. In a shocking revelation, at least six journalists working for Associated Press, The New York Times, and CNN were embedded with Hamas terrorists who waged deadly jihad on Israel last month. And Republicans are demanding answers after it emerged that Joe Biden's energy secretary invited leaders of the Chinese Communist Party to inspect a sensitive U.S. nuclear test site. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with the teetering U.S. power grid. Even MSN, a mainstream news outlet, is now sounding alarm bells over what we've been warning about for years. MSN posted a report Thursday saying, quote, "The nation's power grid faces a sharp risk of buckling in the event of major storms or prolonged cold snaps this coming winter." That's according to the regulator that monitors the electricity stream, with much of the country threatened with outages triggered by severe weather, end quote. MSN noted that a sweeping portion of the country that extends from Texas to the Canadian border is not adequately equipped for a colder than normal winter. And North American Electric Reliability Corporation has warned in a forecast released Wednesday of this week that such a winter is exactly what's predicted. Quote, "The report is a sobering assessment of a power grid that continues to fray and suffer from underinvestment, despite promises by politicians, regulators to shore it up following deadly blackouts in recent years," end quote. That's what MSN reported. The regulatory agency known as NERC, or N-E-R-C, they wrote in a statement that has accompanied the report, quote, "Much of North America is at an elevated risk of insufficient energy supplies this winter and is highly exposed to risks of energy emergencies and extreme winter conditions," end quote. The power grid has traditionally faced its greatest challenges in the summer heat, but a confluence of factors in recent years has led the grid to be equally unstable during severe winter weather. That's what NERC officials said on a call with reporters. Quote, "We've seen the system become more vulnerable to winter conditions," end quote. So said John Mora, Director of Reliability Assessment and Performance Analysis at NERC. Quote, "For decades, the system had been built and planned around summer peaks," end quote. On Wednesday, while everyone was focused on the Trump rally, election results, and the third GOP presidential debate, 70 House Republicans joined 203 Democrats in a vote to support a huge expansion of the corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation. The FBI is getting $375 million for a lavish new headquarters, which will be built in the Maryland suburbs and have a larger footprint than the Pentagon. Laura Loomer was one of many America First conservatives to chastise the 70 Republicans who voted to fund the FBI's fancy new digs. Writing in a post to X, she said, quote, These 70 Republicans just supported the massive expansion of weaponized government. This is $300 million that should have instead been sent to Border Patrol to secure our open southern border. Shame on these 70 Republicans, end quote. She then named the 70 Republicans. This is the same FBI, mind you, that has arrested little old ladies praying outside of abortion clinics, has harassed and intimidated Americans simply because of their political affiliations, and threatened parents voicing their opinions at school board meetings in Virginia and nationwide, simply because they were outraged at all of the sexualization and radicalization going on in the government schools. The FBI, well, they have also threatened those who practice traditional Catholicism, particularly the Latin Mass. The FBI, they used a tank to search for a lone January 6 protester in New Jersey this past Wednesday. The FBI has indeed become the American Gestapo. In a free country, the government fears the people. But in a dictatorship, the people fear the government. And I can honestly say that most Americans I know who practice a traditional faith and hold to traditional values fear the FBI, especially if they're outspoken and have an online platform of any size. And yet, the 70 Republicans joined Democrats to fund a massive expansion of the FBI. It's shameful, indeed. Are you better off under Joe Biden than you were under President Donald Trump? Biden seems to think that you are. In a speech Thursday, Biden said the economy is rocking under his leadership and Americans know it. Listen to his reasoning.
And wages are actually going up, not just in your industry, but wages are going up. It's a fancy way of saying is median household wealth has grown by 37% since the pandemic, meaning people are better off, 37% better off.
So American wages are not being eaten up by inflation. No, they are actually going up. That's what Biden informs us. During that same speech, Biden, whose handlers now think it's appropriate to dress him like Mr. Rogers, also exhibited a short temper. Check out this outburst of anger.
Well, I watched it before. I watched it as a kid. I watched it as a senator. I watched what happened in my community. It changed everything.
Well, I've got one word for that. Embarrassing. But Joe Biden is not only embarrassing, I think he's delusional. He was confronted this week by Fox News reporter Peter Doocy and asked, why is he trailing in the polls to Donald Trump in key swing states like Michigan and Georgia? Here's his response.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. I'll give there 10 polls. Eight of them, I'm beating him in those states. Eight of them. You guys only do two. CNN and New York Times. Check it out. Check it out. We'll get you a copy of all those other polls.
You don't believe you're trailing in battleground states?
No, I don't.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn made news this week. She sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee and ordered up a subpoena for billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's flight log, which she's hoping will reveal all the passengers on his personal jet. Watch this.
And since we're in the business of issuing subpoenas now, here are a few more that I filed. A subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate to provide the flight logs for his private plane, given the numerous allegations of human trafficking and sexual abuse surrounding Mr. Epstein, I think it is very important that we identify everybody that was on that plane and how many trips they took on that plane and the destinations to which they arrived.
Well, that will be interesting if it pans out. It could be just more Washington hot air of which nothing materializes. But we will update the situation if and when the flight log gets made public. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Let me thank you for being a sponsor of this broadcast. To all of you that support us, a hearty thank you. It's much appreciated. Now, to those of you that have not supported us and are not supporting us regularly, can we ask you to please consider doing so? We not only produce Worldview Report, but many other programs from this news desk, from this studio, from that control room right out there in front of me. We produce many shows all free of charge and push them out free of charge. Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, which we also turn into a TV show, Worldview Weekend Hour, our Sunday night Bible study that I've been teaching since 2015, Worldview Report Sunday. We also produce General Flynn's new Sunday morning show. These are just a few of the programs we produce and push out absolutely free of charge. There's also the program of Dr. Andy Woods, Ivan Raiklin, Trevor Loudon, goes on and on. All for free. But it cost us tens upon tens of thousands of dollars every quarter to produce these programs. So if you appreciate what we're doing as we push out free programming, we appreciate your support. Our biggest sponsor really is WVWFoundation.com. So please consider making a contribution now. Think of us as your conservative alternative to National Public Radio or National Public Television, but we present the truth and through the lens of a Christian worldview. Big difference there, right? You can make a contribution now at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there. If you prefer to support us through the mail, you can also use our phone number as well to make a contribution over the phone. And by the way, don't forget about December 2nd and 3rd. December 2nd and 3rd will be a two-day live event celebrating 30 years of Worldview Weekend. We founded Worldview Weekend, my wife and I did, in February of 1993. And then in 2006, we started as a division of Worldview Weekend, WVW Broadcast Network. We held the Worldview Weekends in over 300 locations around America, but then with the technology that was becoming available in 2006, we launched WVW Broadcast Network, which you know as WorldviewTube.com or WorldviewRadio.com, because we knew we could reach people far and wide and all over the globe. We were one of the first broadcast outlets to have a Roku channel. Our IT guy didn't even know what a Roku channel was. So, folks, we've been doing this a long time. We have a long track record, and I think we've earned your support by proof of our long and faithful track record. So we're going to celebrate on December 2nd and 3rd, 30 years of being an organization. That'll take place at worldviewtube.com. We'll present brand new first-time scene presentations from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend from a few weeks ago by General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, and a whole bunch of other folks. So I hope you'll join us December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday at worldviewtube.com. We'll also have with us in studio Annie Cyrus and Leo Holman. But in the meantime, thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Before the break and in our last story, we talked about good political theater. Unlikely ends up holding anybody truly accountable for for Washington's top crooks. Well, let me give you another one. Here's Georgia. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's introducing articles of impeachment against Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. You think this will really go anywhere? But watch this.
For what purposes does the gentlewoman from Georgia seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Clause 2A1 of Rule 9, I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Impeaching Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, for high crimes and misdemeanors. Resolve that Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives of the United States of America in the name of itself and of the people of the United States of America against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, in maintenance and support of its impeachment against him for high crimes and misdemeanors. Rather than adhering to an oath he took to defend and secure our country and uphold the Constitution when he was sworn in as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas has engaged in a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States as follows. Article 2 of the Constitution requires that the executive branch, which today includes the Secretary of Homeland Security, ensures the laws passed by Congress and signed into law by the President are faithfully executed. The Secure Fence Act of 2006, Public Law 109 through 367, requires that the Secretary of Homeland Security maintain operational control over the entire international land and maritime borders of the United States. In his willful admittance of border crossers, terrorists, human traffickers, drugs, and other contraband, Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas has failed to maintain operational control of the border, thereby violating the Secure Fence Act of 2006. The guarantee clause set forth in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution dictates, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of this legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. The guarantee clause clearly dictates that the federal government has a constitutional duty and obligation to protect each of the states from invasion. Mr. Speaker, could you call the House to order, please?
The House will be in order. Members are...
No federal official is more deserving, I think, of being impeached than Mr. Open Borders himself, Mr. Mayorkas. But getting the Washington Uniparty to do what's right and take the needed step, well, I'm sorry to say, that's nothing but a pipe dream and good political theater. And it's good for fundraising, apparently. Bank of America is warning Americans to expect the national debt to top $50 trillion. Citing data from the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. national debt is very likely to surge by $20 trillion over the next decade. That is, if the entire global debt-based fiat currency system even lasts that long. The ruling classes of the globe have big plans to ensure they control every aspect of every human being's existence on this planet. According to the forecast, the current outstanding public debt amounts to roughly $33.6 trillion. But at that pace, it's growing and it's due to, quote, fiscal excess in the 2020s, end quote. It's likely to grow by $5.2 billion daily for the next 10 years. Which, well, that would put it around $54 trillion by 2033. And that's according to a report by RT. Quote, U.S. public debt is more than the combined GDPs of China, Japan, Germany, and India, end quote. So says Bank of America's investment strategist, Michael Hartnett. He noted that in the forecast. And then he warned that Washington was unlikely to stop taking loans even if the federal deficit is contained. Why? Because borrowing is seen as a means to fuel economic growth and help drive the circulation of money. Harnett added, quote, likely central banks may simply bail out governments in coming years via quantitative easing and the introduction of yield curve control, end quote. Well, that means we all should expect the cost of living to rise as inflation continues to beat down the middle class and the central bankers, well, they further devalue the already worthless fiat currency known as the U.S. dollar. In other news, one guy who has predicted all of the inflationary pressure is Wes Peters of Swiss America. Peters recently talked about inflation and the plans for a central bank digital currency. This was in a video podcast with Dean Heskin, CEO of Swiss America Trading. Watch this.
And as the writer of this article on your screen likes to call them Biden bucks, this form of currency is not the same as crypto, other than that they're both an electronic form of exchange. But those who are not in favor of CBDCs cite reasons such as lack of privacy and ability for the government to exercise complete control over our money. Wes, this is something we should be concerned about, I think, or and if we should, kind of explain why.
Well, not only concerned, Dean, but possibly terrified.
Probably
you know, it's no secret our government doesn't like when people use cash, use dollars. That's why we have the peace secret war on cash. If you use cash, you're up to no good. You're trying to hide something. When we go digital, you can kiss all privacy goodbye. Uncle Sam is going to know everything you purchase. They're going to know who you do business with. They're going to know what organizations you donate and support. And, you know, it's no secret our government's been weaponized and they're going to have what is it? 88,000 new IRS agents. Maybe your carbon footprint is too high. You know, you didn't want to get the vaccine. You were warned not to buy a gas stove. You know, why do you drive a big diesel truck? And anything's possible, but I don't believe we're going to get into a barter situation in our lifetime, but be prepared for that just in case. But the way our clients are going to be converting their gold and silver is, you know, our government's going to sell this digital currency to the American people. It's going to save so much money on taxes for the taxpayer, because we don't have to print money. We don't have to make coinage. They're going to make it seem like a seamless transition. Everything's going to work the same. More than likely, you'll still swipe a debit card, a credit card. You'll still write a check. But instead of the bank taking dollars from your account to pay that individual or retailer, they're going to take these digital credits, try and make it seamless. Well,
sure. You can kiss all privacy goodbye. And we will have a weaponized government looking over our financial shoulders, so to speak. So thank you, Wes Peters, for the analysis. And yes, China is the model for all of this drive toward digitalization of everything. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, he has admitted that right in the wide open. In tonight's Worldview Report commentary, we take a look at America's disturbing cultural rot, where dark reenactments inspired by the demonic realm are appearing in all places in American churches. In the video for her new single, Feather, pop singer Sabrina Carpenter used the sanctuary of a Catholic church to perform provocative dances while dressed very inappropriately. According to The Spectator, the parish priest responsible for approving the church's use for Carpenter's exhibition has been demoted. Carpenter's performance occurred at the Church of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Brooklyn, New York. She released the video on Halloween. In response to justifiable outrage, the Western Journal reports that the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn has stripped the local priest of his administrative duties. Bishop Robert Brennan restored the sanctuary of the altar by presiding over a mass of reparation. A spokesperson for Bishop Brennan stated, quote, Bishop Brennan is appalled at what was filmed at Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Brooklyn. The parish did not follow Dicean policy regarding the filming on church property, which includes a review of the scenes and script. The parish reports that the production company failed to accurately represent the video content. Bishop Brennan is taking this matter seriously and will be looking into it further, end quote. Michael Schwartz of Western Journal writes, quote, perhaps this is a function of advancing age, but what struck me most about Carpenter's video was her utter insignificance. Never mind that she looks, sounds, and behaves like any other uninhibited blonde pop singer in the 21st century. That would make her unremarkable only in comparison with her peers, end quote. Carpenter's desecrating performance, well, it appeared in the final 40 seconds of a 3-minute video. Most of what preceded that performance had Carpenter playing the role of a beleaguered sexualized object, albeit a violent one. After tempting and then killing several men, the performance shifted to the final scene in the church. Here she performed what the spectator called a, quote, deranged version of confession, end quote. Confession apparently for her crimes, dressed in a revealing black outfit and veil that seemed to mock the very idea of mourning, she strutted down the center aisle and danced in front of the altar. Itself was covered with candles and objects, 4 pastel coffins, 2 on each side. They were flanking the altar. Schwartz writes, quote, again, having described that video, I cannot help but sense that Carpenter recognizes her own insignificance. How could she not? A young blonde pop star who wears revealing clothing and gets attention from young men. She could hardly be less original. That makes her at least as much an object of pity as of scorn, end quote. And again, the point is this. What was once considered off limits is now free to be mocked, ridiculed, sexualized, and degraded. Signs of the time. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can support us a few ways. One is by going to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, where you can make a purchase of emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. There's too many emergency supplies to go through here and now, so I hope you'll just go to the site, WVWTV Store, and check it out. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We've been running that site since 2016. We kind of saw the trends that were coming, and we got ready, and many of our audience members wanted to know what it was we were personally doing as a family, and they urged us to start a website and make those items available to them as well. So we did. So everybody wins. We're offering a service to you, our viewers, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com. You can also go to MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Great Christmas gifts there for all ages. Please use the promo code B66. That way you get savings, we get credit. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Also, don't forget about the wellness company and their emergency medical kit that includes ivermectin, amoxicillin, other vital prescription medications. It is a real prescription. You can go to twc.health/Brannon to get your emergency medical kit. I got 4 of them for my family. Again, twc.health/Brannon. Be sure to check your email, because once you purchase one, you're going to get an email that allows you to finish the paperwork, because you're getting a real prescription here by real doctors. My friends, that includes Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. So please check it out and make sure you check your email so you can finish that paperwork. twc.health/Brannon. And then, of course, wvwfoundation.com. wvwfoundation.com. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.